Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Shockingly, the case of Joe Biden and his corrupt family operations gets even worse. You're like, my gosh, how could it get worse? His son's at a no-show job in Ukraine collecting $50,000 a month while his dad's the point man in Ukraine at a company that had corruption allegations against it was being investigated, and Joe Biden wants the person investigating the company to be fired, and he gets fired? Yes, that sounds really bad. Yes, it gets worse. National Review, great piece. Be up in the show notes. Please read this. Please. Bongino.com/newsletter. That's how you access the show notes. Go to Bongino.com/newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's free, of course. We'll send you these articles every day. This National Review article is worth your time by Jack Grubb. National Review. Senate report details Hunter Biden's extensive foreign business dealings and Obama officials' efforts to distance from him. I thought the Obama people didn't know. John Kerry, I don't know anything about Hunter Biden overseas. What are you talking about? They didn't? That's really weird. Because what else was Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's kid, doing overseas? Leveraging his family name. Keep in mind, he doesn't have any skills to be getting a lot of these jobs. He's obviously getting these jobs, as he acknowledged himself in an interview, Hunter Biden, by the way, because his last name is Biden. But Joe Biden, Scranton kid. Scranton kid, lunch bucket Joe, just like the rest of us who are kids. Joe, little Joe, he got a $50,000 gig with a Ukrainian natural gas company, right? Just like, right?
I'm piece of cake, man.
They let him out of the Marines. Of course, Joe's fighting for the country in the Marines, right? Where they, I promise you, they're not making $50,000 a month.
No, hell no.
He's actually doing a real job, like real people and real patriots do. Sorry, I don't like to bring up, but it's just, my kids don't get that. I've got great connections. I've never had a Ukrainian gas company offer me $50,000 a month for you. Hey, your daughter Isabel's really talented. Can we pay her $50,000 a month? I've never had that. And if I did, I would laugh it off and, of course, be like, what are you, insane? You have my word. I will not be taking any jobs with Ukrainian natural gas companies for $50,000 a month. Don't worry. The verdict is in. True. Again, you know bad infomercials? But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is a bad Hunter Biden infomercial. There's actually more. From the National Review case. Quote, in the course of Hunter Biden's globe-trotting business career, he racked up more than $4 million in, quote, questionable financial transactions. Gee, you think? With well-connected foreigners. Wow, strange how they don't call that collusion. It goes on. He... I was talking to a guy the other day who sometimes he allow you to eject these hoes.
Yeah.
He's like, Joe, once he sounds confused by this too. Back then, this is true. Really weird, isn't it? This isn't any foreign collusion. Back to that screenshot number. Paul is like getting quick on the trigger finger now. I know, I'll read ahead. He partnered with Chinese businessmen connected to the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army. Wow, that's really weird. He took cash from the wife of the corrupt former mayor of Moscow. Moscow? Huh? Gosh, that sounds like Russian collusion. And he sent funds to Ukrainian and Russian nationals living in the U.S. that are, this is a quote, linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, according to this Senate report.
Oh.
Huh?
Huh?
No biggie there, folks. We have the son of the vice president involved with the Chinese Communist Party. Wants to destroy the United States, the People's Liberation Army of the Chinese Communist Party. And there are allegations he's involved in some money transfers between organizations linked to human trafficking and prostitution rings from Eastern Europe. Wow. It's kind of weird how that's not on like the front page of the New York Times, you know? Kind of strange, you know? And now, of course, the Democrats, who are hapless buffoons, wait for it. They've already done it this morning, so I'm kind of like getting ahead of something that's already out, so I'm almost behind it while getting ahead of it. The Biden's team will be like, this is another Trump effort to collude with foreigners to expose my son's foreign collusion. Okay, sure. And then they'll accuse Ron Johnson of farting and writing about it in his yearbook, like Brett Kavanaugh. Remember that campaign? Sheldon Whitehouse, the ridiculous senator.
Oh, yeah.
From Rhode Island, Democrat loser. Remember him asking Kavanaugh about boofing?
Yeah.
Kavanaugh's like, dude, what is this, like kindergarten? You know, like, you know, boofing? My dog does that sometimes. This was in a Senate hearing. That'll be next because Ron Johnson's the one who's in charge. The Republican senator from Wisconsin is in charge of this report. That's what they'll have a hearing on Ron Johnson boofing and writing about it in his yearbook when he was 9 in grammar school. They say, wow, Dan, that sounds really bad. This Hunter Biden sounds like he's in a lot of trouble. Chinese Communist Party, prostitution rings, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, the Moscow mayor. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. Let's see the details of this Moscow mayor story. This is just a doozy. So one such client of a company Hunter Biden was affiliated with was Elena Baudarina, wife of former Moscow mayor Yuri Lushkov, who was fired in 2010 by then Russian President Medvedev over corruption allegations. Man, what do you got to do in Russia to get fired? You got to be really bad. Baudarina became Russia's first female billionaire after her plastics company received a number of lucrative public contracts with the city of Moscow while her husband was the mayor. Wow, convenient. Sounds like Biden's deal. Lushkov used his position as mayor to approve over 20 real estate projects that were built by a Baudarina-owned construction company and ultimately generated multi-billion ruble profits for his family, according to the report. Client of one of Hunter Biden's companies. Moscow, collusion. You don't think it's an interesting story that corruption or allegations surround this Moscow mayor and his wife and that one of Hunter Biden's companies has a financial arrangement with him? You don't think that's weird? Where are our media? Now you may say, gosh, that's bad. Chinese Communist Party, Moscow corruption, human trafficking, prostitution allegations, prostitution rings. What about, where's the Me Too movement on this? I'm just checking. We heard anything from them? No, I'm serious. I'm just not a joke. Have we heard anything from the Me Too movement? Prostitution rings. You think the Me Too movement be involved in this, right? No, we're covering it, not you. You're not doing Me Too. You're doing Me Too except for Biden. You say, gosh, can this get worse? Of course it can get worse. Here's another allegation in the National Review piece. So there's a political figure in Kazakhstan who's got his own issues. And he's got connections to Russia. So here's a quote from the report. Given Rakishev's close connections, this is the Kazakhstan guy, to political leadership in Kazakhstan, the tense political situation, Hunter Biden's longstanding relationship with Archer, Devin Archer, that's his partner, and involvement in transactions with Rosemont Seneca Bohai, and the fact that the payment was timed perfectly with Vice President Biden's trip to Kiev to discuss sanctions against Russia for the invasion of Crimea. The April 22nd, 2014 payment from Rakishev to Rosemont Seneca Bohai raises serious questions, the report reads. Let me translate that for you. So there's another guy in Kazakhstan making payments to a company controlled by Hunter Biden while they're negotiating with people in Kiev and Russia. I'm sure they're paying again for Hunter Biden's vast experience in foreign diplomatic relations, which is what, Joe? Exactly zero. I'm not kidding. I have more experience in foreign land. I traveled to 36 countries with the Secret Service and probably 50 plus cities overseas. I've dealt with generals and heads of the military, heads of state. I'm not messing with you. I'm doing security events. I have more foreign policy experience than Hunter Biden. And I was never offered $50K a month by Burisma or big payments by the Moscow mayor or Kazakhstan political leaders or Ukrainian human traffickers or whatever. I never got that. Weird.
The Dan Bongino Show.